Episode 2318, How to Be Together in the Valley.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. How are you doing? I really want to know where your heart is. Because today is relationship builders. Are you ready to have that strong foundation that no matter what happens, no matter where you find yourself, you will get through it? How to be together in the valley. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. There will always be times where you struggle as a couple. When you are at your lowest points, learn how to be together in the valley. You know, marriage can be a beautiful, harmonious relationship, but with anything, you can fall on hard times. And if one of you falls, the other one feels it too. You are a team, the I that turns to we. If your spouse hurts, you hurt. And that makes sense. And that's what makes it challenging in a marriage. When you get to the season where you're hanging out in the valley, it stumps your progress. It's like sinking sand. It just keeps pulling you down more and more and more. You feel trapped, frozen in time, no way to escape. And pretty soon, you're going at each other. The valley you're going through is what you deal with, not someone you are. Just because you are in a bad spot doesn't define who you are as a person or even as a couple. And remember, you walk in the valley. It's not a race, so stop trying to run. Running through the mess usually gets you in more trouble. Think about it. If you run away from your mom and dad, you know, when you were little, do you think that really helped the situation? No, you usually got into more trouble. I get that being in the valley, you want to get out of there as fast as you can. You don't like where you are. But sometimes we've got to walk through the valley, not run. However, even in the valley, though, celebrate the small victories amid the big losses. You can see the small wins, and they may be really, really small victories, but celebrate them. But let's be real. It's easy to get mad. So don't get mad. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Don't get mad. And I'm sure you're like, yeah, where is this going? I don't see it going anywhere, Christiane, because if you were in my shoes, you'd be mad too. You're right. And I've been there. There's really no reason to expend unnecessary energy and effort on what you can't control, but we do it anyway. We get mad. So rely on who you can, God and God alone. Don't get mad because you've got Him. Number one, lean on God. I love what Isaiah 41 verse 13 says, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." So why do we fear? Because God's already said, I'm there. What more do you need? It's written. You are not by yourself. You may feel like you're by yourself, but you are not by yourself. Lean on God. Don't shut Him out. Because if you do shut Him out, then you're going to get really, really mad. And that's not going to help you as a couple or you as an individual if you shut God out. So lean on Him. Number two, grace goes before you. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says this, "But He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." When you don't get it right, God does. Grace goes before you. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to worry about the fall because God will be there to catch you. Now, is there still going to be some hurt? Yes. We feel pain on this side of heaven. It's what happens. But God has never left you, nor will He. Lean on God. Grace goes before you. And finally, number three, trust in Him. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. What path are you headed down right now? If you're doing everything under your own strength, that's only going to lead to greater weaknesses. So trust in God. Let Him direct where you're supposed to go. Yeah, you may be going through a really, really dark forest. And you may not like the shadows that you see. But I promise you, there is light on the other side. With beautiful green grass and gorgeous flowers. When will you get there? I don't have that answer. God does. But you've got to trust Him. You can't sit there and go all wild. And you can't act like you got it all put together when you don't. So don't get mad. Lean on God. Grace goes before you because of God and trust in Him. The valley may seem like a dead end, but it too can be a beautiful, beautiful place. There's healing in the valley. There's reconciliation in the valley. Believe it or not, there's even strength in the valley. But you have to include your Creator. Don't do marriage alone in a valley that can destroy you. You have to be willing to take one step at a time that will lead you to miles of greatness. So are you ready to do that? And you may not be in a valley right now. You may be on top of the mountain. And that's fabulous. But I want you to come back when you are in the valley. I want you to remind yourself, yeah, I don't have to do this alone. When I've been in my tornadoes of life, when I have struggled, and not just in my marriage, but in life as a whole, I would, I'm honest. I'm going to get mad at God. I've let Him have it a couple times. But guess what? He's bigger than I am. He's bigger than all my problems, and He can shoulder any question I throw His way. He can shoulder any emotion I throw His way. But the thing is, it's just a curveball. Because what happens is after I let it fly, oh man, I come right back. And I'm like, Lord, I'm sorry. You got it. I don't. But I appreciate you letting me vent. We all need to vent because we're on this side of heaven. We're human. And it messes with our minds, it messes with our heart, it messes with our bodies, and it messes with our spirit. But you don't have to do the valley alone. You can do it together. You, your spouse, and God. So go out today knowing that you're going to see some beautiful landscapes, whether you're in the valley are on the mountain. And also know that God's got you. Lean on Him. Grace goes before you. And trust in His ways, not in yours. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.